Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. We would appreciate your prayers tonight for a number of issues, for a number of people, but we'd also appreciate your prayers for guidance in the weeks that lie ahead. We now have to begin to prepare a risk assessment for beginning to open the church again. And we've got to decide on quite a number of things. For a church building like ours, which is quite small, it is going to be difficult in the initial stages. So pray for God's guidance and direction, God's help in these things. We also pray again for those who are on our prayer list. And so join with me tonight as we pray for those who are in need of healing and help in various ways. Lord, we bring before you tonight again those members of our fellowship who are in need and are in need of healing, in need of your touch upon their lives. Lord, we bring before you tonight William, and continue to pray for him, and continue to pray that he will progress, and that, Lord, he will come to know a wonderful healing in your name. We pray for Rose Joy, his wife, and we pray for Mikando, his daughter, that, Lord, they may know your joy, they may know your peace, that they may know your presence with them every step of the way. Bless them, I pray, Lord, with peace and joy. And Lord, we pray again for Tom and pray that you would continue to relieve him from all pain and continue, Lord, to improve his health and strength, Lord. Heal him and deliver him from that cancer, we pray, in Jesus' name. We bring before you also tonight Sheila Barr, that Lord, you would heal her completely and restore her strength and health, Lord. We also pray for Rose. Again, we pray that she may know the comfort and the blessing of your presence with her day by day. Lord, we do pray that, Lord, all her needs may be supplied, that you will provide for all that she needs. Lord, we lift her up before you and pray that you would bless her and strengthen her. And Lord, cause her to rejoice with that joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, we again pray for Sheila Mara, and Lord, we pray that we might have more information, more details about her present situation, Lord. We're not quite sure what to pray for at the moment, Lord, except that we pray you'll restore her to full strength and health and restore her to her home, that she may know your peace and your joy. And Lord, last week we prayed for that little baby boy, Charlie, who was born with his intestine outside of his body, who had difficulties in breathing. And Lord, we continue to lift him up before you, Lord. Pray that you'll heal him, strengthen him and bless him, Lord, and his parents, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. We continue to pray for all those of our fellowship who are involved in working in hospitals or as carers, Lord, and we pray that you'll protect them and keep them, Lord, from every danger in Jesus' name. Lord, we bring before you their names yet again, Lord. There's Rose Joy, there's Shane, there's Vigila, there's Grace, Kenneth, Abby, Lisa and Henry, Lord. We lift them all up before you, Lord, that you would watch over them and bless them, Lord, and keep them safe, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, as things are moving forward and it does look as though there will be a time when we shall be able to open the church doors again. And although there may be limitations, and although there may be obligations and requirements laid upon us, Lord, we pray that you will bring us to that time when we can join again together in a wonderful fellowship, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for being with us during this lockdown period. And we thank you, Lord, that we've found wonderful ministry and blessings, Lord, through the internet. But Lord, we pray that we may be able to come together, your people, Lord, in fellowship together again. Oh Lord, we pray, drive out that virus from this country, Lord. Give us the victory, we pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord. We just stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how you could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how wonderful, how marvellous my song shall ever be. Oh Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory tonight. We magnify your name. And Lord, you know the other needs amongst people in our fellowship. We may not be aware of them tonight, but Lord, we lift up every member of our assembly before you. And Lord, we pray that you will bless every one of them. We pray for Debbie in Grays, Lord, that you will bless her and strengthen her. Lord, may she know your presence with her every moment, every day, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray, be glorified in our lives. And Lord, we just pray that during the coming weeks, during the coming days, Lord, you would reveal to us step by step what we should do, the pathway we should take, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so bring your request now before the Lord. Make your request known. Pray tonight for what the Lord has laid upon your heart to pray for. And may we all be blessed as God, in his faithfulness and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, answers every prayer. And when you finish praying, then just click on the closing prayer button. May the Lord bless you, be with you, and keep you, in Jesus' name. Amen.